Welcome to the Parenting is Heart Work podcast. This is Dr. Scott Taransky, and I'm here with Elena Svetslot from the Netherlands, and we love talking about parenting. And there are so many solutions that parents are looking for. We spend a lot of time in the coaching program, helping parents with specific plans to work with their children. So for us to talk about some of those ideas and present them to you, we'll provide an opportunity for you to explore some things for your own kids. I think this is a really helpful series that we're working in right now as we talk about the coaching program and the different things that we learn in it and the tools that we apply. So Elena, I'm glad to interact with you some more about this.
Hi, Dr. Scott. Yes, really glad to be going a bit deeper into our week's five topic. So we will be talking about today, we'll be talking about working and letting ourselves be guided by the Holy Spirit when we work with our children. And I know many of us are not really sure how to do that. I know for sure for me, it was something new, and it's such a important way to have our hearts open and to have our eyes open to pay attention to that. So Dr. Scott, let's dive directly into it. So when we talk about working under the guidance of the Holy Spirit as Christians, we do that. That's what we at least aim to do. And also we pray for it. And we are not necessarily very familiar on how to do this when it comes to parenting. How would you describe that to us?
Well, there are a couple of ways that we use this particular principle. The principle or the tool that we're using, we call the prayer tool, but it's really the spiritual connection with God tool. And we want our children to be spiritually connected to the Lord because God provides solutions. If we're talking about change in anyone's life, from a biblical perspective, we have to consider the fact that there are spiritual resources that God provides for us. So we want children to be able to grasp that themselves. And then, of course, we as parents want to be able to be sensitive to our children and what God is doing to them in their lives. And so we are want to be connected to the Lord. And then, of course, as coaches, we're trying to be sensitive to both the parents and the children. So I think there's a spiritual dynamic that exists here where we're trying to ask God for grace. And so when it comes to children, you know, I say to kids, do you know that God wants to give you some spiritual tools? I call them superpowers that you need in your life. And we go through Galatians 5, 22 and 23, which is the fruit of the Spirit. And we say, which ones of those would you like? And a child might say, I want more patience, or I want peace. And we say, you know, where do they come from? Those are Holy Spirit filled qualities. And so you have to realize those are superpowers that come from God. Mm-hmm. And so it's really interesting that children can learn how to pray. They can learn how to connect with God, and they can receive God's grace into their lives. I say to kids, if you want to receive God's grace into your life, then you have to obey. Mm-hmm. It's like if you want to get wet, you don't just go in the bathroom. You have to get in the shower and turn the water on. Well, the water's always running as far as the Lord's concerned. It's this grace pouring out in our lives. And if you want that grace in your life, then you need to obey. You need to get under the shower of his grace. And so if you want to deal with your anxiety, for example, you have to turn it over to the Lord. And when you obey, then he gives you this blessing of grace in your life. So this is the spiritual tool that we're trying to help children connect with the Lord themselves, in order to gain the spiritual resources, spiritual blessings that God has that will help them deal with. God cares about your attitude. He cares about the annoyance of your brother and how you're going to respond to him when he's being annoying. God cares about the fact that you are working on being cooperative with your parents. All of these things are things that God cares about. So we want to tie into his grace to help us to be able to receive his blessing in these regards.
Yeah, and I think a lot of this is perhaps a way, there's many ways in which we can do this type of coaching, but one of these ways is by us as parents providing the example, or for our children to look up to or to see in us, and the other way is for them to have the conversation with them. I think sometimes parents are not so let's say they're not used to have conversations about this, like you just mentioned, which I think it's It's very common. I personally didn't have this or don't have this kind of training to be able to dig in this way and to speak in this way to my child. So I think it's so important what you mentioned, Dr. Scott, because we can learn as parents new ways to guide our children and to listen to the things they're saying, to be able to guide them in a better connection and a better relationship with God and in that way with their Holy Spirit. So you are talking about some steps or let's say a way to be able to do that better as parents. And I know that one of them is, for example, to be able to listen to what our children are saying. For example, when they say something like, oh, I know I shouldn't yell as much, or, you know, and then we could use that because we know we then see what's happening in their hearts. How would you instruct us, or how would you help us as parents to be able to become better at guiding our children and coaching them through this?
Well, I think we want to be very proactive in this area of spiritual training.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that some of this comes by having a regular devotion time with kids, or family altar or worship time with kids. So let's say that you're working with your children, and I think the best way to engage children spiritually is with activity.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a Bible story like the one in Hebrews chapter 12 that says we're running this race and our eyes are fixed on Jesus and we don't want to be tangled up by the sin around us. It's such a practical idea. And you can run a race in the house, or, you know, you can talk about being tangled up, and then you can sit down and talk about it. And you can say, look, let's talk about some of the things that tangle us up in our family. One of the things I'm working on is, well, you know, the other day when you spilled your milk and I yelled at you and I told you you're grounded for 3 months. Well, that was a little over the top. I'm working on my anger. And Billy, mm-hmm. What's something you're working on? Well, not lying, he says. Okay, well, that's good. You told the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, what are you working on? I'm working on not running away when you call me. I said, okay, that's good. So what we're doing with kids is we're saying, all right, let's do this now. Let's pray for each other that God can help us to deal with these challenges, so that we can have a family that's running smoothly. We're not getting all tied up and so on. And so in this way, we're using God's word, which touches our hearts, of course, and then we're tying that in a practical way to some lesson. And then God is able to speak into the lives of children and into the lives of parents as well. So I think being proactive and sharing the scripture with kids
mm-hmm.
is a way that we can enter into some devotion or some prayer or something that's going to enlighten us with God's word better.
Yeah, that's indeed very important. And I think I really like how you phrased this and how you brought the family together by asking, what are you working on? And it just implies that we are on this journey and we are, you know, we are focusing on a goal at helping them and coaching them forward. And each child has their own areas of, where they're trying to make a change in their hearts. That's very powerful. Dr. Scott, how would you deal with a child, or how would you recommend us to deal with a child that's, that's open to coaching, but it's not such a spiritual, it's not open spiritually. Let's say it's still, it's not as inclined to pray, or not as inclined to open the Bible or to be actively or proactively part of a devotion or when these activities happen.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that some children are more open than others when it comes to spiritual activity. But I think we want to practice it in our lives, regardless of whether they are open to it or not. We're still going to pray. I mean, and so I would say, you know, in the evening when you're putting your child to bed, you know, I think you can put your hand on their head and say, Lord, I pray you'd give Billy a good night's sleep and good dreams. And I pray you'd help him as he's working on accepting no as an answer. Pray you'd help him to be able to deal with his siblings in a way that's more edifying or something like that. So I think that we can add those things to the lives of our children. Or let's say you're working with a teenager. I mean, you can say to a teen who may not be responsive to God or his word at the moment, We can say, hey, I'm praying for you about your test tomorrow. I just think that we're still going to use these spiritual exercises that we do in our family because that's who we are. And so we're still going to come and we're going to say, you know, I was reading a scripture this morning that really touched me. I thought I'd share it with you. It's this verse about, you know, and then we share it with a child. I think that whether they like it or not, we're representing who we are because that's who we are. We're not trying to pretend we're something different because our child isn't responsive to the message of the gospel. We're communicating that this is who we are and this is what we do. And it's not optional. We go to church. And as a teenager, you go to church. You're living in our home. You go to church. We don't say to a young person or a child, because your heart isn't in it, then you don't have to come to church. No, we say we do. That's what we do as a family. That's how we live because we're communicating this sense of righteousness and what it is and how we want our children to grow and so on. So, we're doing what we can in this area of spiritual growth. But I think, let's say a child has a particular problem. I think we're going to come along that side, alongside of that child and say, you know, God has some solutions for that. So we're going to do all we can to persuade them that the gospel is the truth and that they need it. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, that's very wise. That's very wise indeed. And I think trying to press a child or teen into acting or reacting in a certain way can backfire. So I think it's a very wise idea to gently invite them and to help them feel welcomed, but also be part of a team or our family. That's something that we do together. That's our way of doing things. So that's very powerful. Dr. Scott, I would like to talk a bit about how do we deal or how do we work with, let's say, active school, church, when it comes to these areas. How can we coach our child or how can we guide them when they hear ideas that are opposite to what we teach them home? Should we have a certain approach based on how we speak to them or how we help them think for themselves? Many times when it comes to, you know, the subject around spirituality and God and Jesus, the children can come home with a lot of questions maybe they've heard. Or how do you suggest what approach or what stance should we take with that?
I think we have to be very proactive here. I think we have to help our children understand that there's a difference between the things they're hearing out in the world and the things that we're talking to them and we're teaching. And really, there's this upside down nature of the kingdom of God that doesn't make sense to the world. And we need to acknowledge that with them. We need to tell kids that, you know, that's why the Bible says the first shall be last. What does that mean? And why is that? If you want to be great in the kingdom of God, learn to be the servant of all. You know, the weak person is the person who's strong because they learn how to rely on God's grace. We need to love our enemies. You know, all of this is upside down thinking for far as the world's concerned. And I think we need to be very proactive with our children to teach them that there is a way that we think because we're Christians and we recognize that God is the one who is working in our lives and we don't apologize for that. And you're going to hear different things than what you're hearing because some of the people at school don't believe in God and they don't honor God. We do. And that's who we are in our family. So we don't apologize for it. We're moving forward. We're teaching our children what it means to serve the Lord. And as we do, we're teaching them a lifestyle that is going to help them realize that Christianity is set up differently. And the way we think is differently because we love the Lord. So the more we can do that, the better, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's important to teach our children as young as we can that not everybody loves the Lord, not everybody serves the Lord, and we are going to encounter many, many different ideas. And I suggest also for parents to get hold of a very good Bible which explains or which gives some sort of explanation when it together with it with the stories that we read, just or even parents can do this just to make sure that we not only read the children the stories, but we also try to explain some of the things and give the reasons or give some of the key concepts that we want them to know. So I think that has helped me as in my own parenting. So I think that can be very helpful, as well for other parents. Very grateful to be having this conversation. Such a deep topic when it comes to guiding our children, on their own spiritual journey. Dr. Scott, at the end of this episode, are there any other thoughts you would like to share?
Yeah, I think we want to be proactive with our kids. I'd say there's about 200 Bible stories in the scriptures we want our children to know. I think there's several theologies that are important. Children need to understand creation, that God created families. He created marriage. He created us as individuals. And so it's God who's the one who's created these things. So that's why we obey him. Understanding the fall and why there's bad things that happen in the world, I think, is good. Redemption is a great theology to understand because Christ has redeemed us, and he is the solution for our world. The understanding of the church and that God has created a family, the church, for encouragement and growth in our lives. All of these things are very important for our children to learn and appreciate. And then there's the experiential side of the Christian life that talks about prayer and listening to the Lord and making decisions that follow God's word and allowing God to speak to us and from his word. So all of those things are very important that we're gleaning from God, and we want our children to grasp. So this is a very important area to help our kids see that there's a broad road and a narrow road. And God says the broad road leads to destruction and the narrow road leads to life. And not too many people are on the narrow road, but I am. And they are when they're following the Lord and doing what God has instructed them to do. So that's what it means for us to follow God in all of our lives. And we want to teach them that that's the lifestyle that we've chosen, and that they have to make a choice for themselves. But as far as it's up to us, we're going to try to persuade and convince them to follow the Lord with all of their hearts.
Amen. Yes. May God bless every family that's listening, every parent that's listening to this podcast, and every family, all the work they're doing. We have this prayer for all of them. And hopefully we will hear great stories of hearts that are changed, and the way in which the Holy Spirit works in their lives. Dr. Scott, thank you so much again for your time today. And until next time, I would like to say God bless all of you, those listening. Until next time.